The bite of spade on stone rang hollowly in the excavation site. This was followed by an equally ringing silence, and then shouts of dismay. From what Major Valentine Strange, late of the Emperor of Alba's 21st Regiment of Ben Hawley Lancers, discerned, a nest of baby cobras had been discovered in the bowels of the ancient temple. Just one of any number of unpleasant surprises that had been laid bare as the bones of the old building were picked clean. It was less than an hour's ride from the noise and bustle of the capital city of Harappu to the great temple, and the eerie green silence of the jungle where the ruins of the ancient tombs had lain buried for centuries. Unsettling, really, were stranger, fanciful man, to note how fast the jungle moved in to reclaim its own once life had departed, sometimes before life had departed. In the enormous open pit below, Strange could see the excavated walls and courtyards where native labourers, the Marl worker caste, were running around like ants in a downpour. Typical, no discipline, no organisation. The only surprise was that the holy orders could find anyone at all to work the site. A lot of unsavoury legends persisted about these ruins. Untroubled, Strange continued on his way down the rickety wooden stairway. Sultry early autumn heat shimmered from the torn, wet earth. Behind the veil of humidity, the crooked towers and broken statuary gleamed with the eerie pale blue light that proclaimed this a place of power, which, in Strange's opinion, was good enough reason to steer clear. But he had an appointment here today, and the promise of a job. Strange needed a job, rather urgently. His luck at the tables had not been the best lately, nor had he been able to recoup his losses on the polo fields. In any case, he was growing bored again. Bored with civilian life, bored with the rules and rituals of polite Harappoon society. He was beginning to reminisce fondly of his good old days in the cavalry. And that was always a bad sign. Insects droned in the heavy air. Something skittered away through the golden ferns on the hillside. Strange glanced its way, but did not slow his brisk progress down the stairway built into the hillside by the excavators, though he was glad of his tall riding boots. Many unhealthy things, both natural and magical, lurked in this place. The disinterring had halted during the inborn mutiny, but now the temple was the focus of much national interest as the Alban colonial rulers tried to legitimize their century-long reign by allying themselves with conquered Hidush's mystical past. After 19 years spent protecting the frontier border from the menace of outlaws and outcasts, not to mention suppressing manifestations of that same mystical past, Strange found this turn of events starkly amusing. But then he'd been told he had a black sense of humour. He'd killed the man who told him so in a duel, although that had happened a few years later. Nothing to do with the bloke's boorish sense of humour, and everything to do with the honour of their regiment. Or so Strange had believed at the time. He had been much younger then. He was 36 now, and he felt a good deal older. Reaching the bottom of the staircase, he crossed the cracked and missing coloured paving stones of an enormous courtyard. He could see that once the interlocking pieces had formed the austere face of the moon, but now one eye and several pieces of mouth were missing, giving the image a half-blind and toothless look. Wild flowers and herbs grew in clumps between the bricks. Strange spoke briefly to one of the green-eyed Natal guards at the temple door, showing her the indigo-edged card he had received. Her blunt features impassive, she studied the card closely before she handed it back with a nod. Strange continued down a winding steep stairway lit by primitive wall torches.